If you're a Christian worker, I want to thank you and commend you for responding to the call of God upon your life. No matter where you are, Papua New Guinea, Australia, Micronesian Islands, Africa, Indonesia, India, somewhere in the world, or somewhere across North America, and whatever your situation, join together right now with Dr. Mark Bubeck as he prays just for you.
We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your great concern for those who serve you in the front lines of ministry. And I thank you that in your wonderful high priestly prayer, that a very important part of that prayer was praying for your servants as you talked to your Heavenly Father. Thank you for those beautiful words when you said to your Father, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. O precious Lord, I pray this great prayer that you lifted for your servants to the Father. I pray it over them today, wherever they are, whatever their need. Thank you that it is your desire that they would experience the fullness, the full measure of your joy. Lord, we thank you that joy comes from you, and you plant it in our hearts in the midst of ministry. So I hold that great, wonderful truth over them. Thank you that you have given us your word, and it's a beautiful resource, not just to preach and proclaim to others, but it's a resource that we can come back to as those who minister to others for spiritual refreshment and encouragement. You've warned us through your prayer that because we seek to follow your word, that there's a hatred that returns from many in the world who do not understand your ways and your love. And thank you that you've put us here, and that you prayed that we wouldn't be taken out of the world. Sometimes with the Apostle Paul, we sort of get homesick for heaven and long for that day when we're absent from the body and present with the Lord. But thank you that you put us in the world to minister to the hurting and the wounded, to bind up their wounds. And you prayed that we would be protected from the evil one. O Lord, protect them today from that evil one who is always lurking about with his evil powers to resist your people. Thank you that you've identified with each one who serves you, by reminding us in your prayer that we're not of this world, even as you're not of it. And you prayed that we would be sanctified by the truth. And you reminded us that the Word of God is truth, and that as we live in it and proclaim it and let its mighty message settle into our hearts and lives, that we are protected by the truth. Lord, thank you that just as the Heavenly Father sent you into the world, that you have sent those servants of yours into the world, and that you're there to be our strength. And you sanctified yourself that we may be truly sanctified. Thank you, Lord, that we serve you not in our own perfectness, but we serve the true and living God in the perfectness of our Lord and Savior. We know that there may be wounded hearts. There may be those who are weary and discouraged, who need somehow that balm of Gilead, that healing inflow of your mighty Holy Spirit, to quicken them and to refresh them, and to lift them up and give them heart for what they're doing. Surround them with your protecting holy angels, and help them to find fulfillment in the wonder of your calling and the hand of your blessing upon them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray for those serving you diligently and faithfully. Amen.